Thursday. Today is May the 9th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to continue our conversation today with Tad Nicholson, talking about that sustainable aviation fuel announcement that came out. And again, some of the frustrations on the part of Ohio's corn growers as to the specific practices that are being required to achieve the carbon index scores and some of the fallacies behind that. We'll be back with that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to pick up where we left off yesterday, visiting with Tad Nicholson. Tad is executive director with the Ohio Corn and Wheat Growers Association, and we were talking about the sustainable aviation fuel modeling as the U.S. Treasury Department recently released its long-awaited guidance for U.S. biofuel producers to receive SAF 40B tax credits of $1.25 a gallon or higher, depending on the reduction of greenhouse gases compared to petroleum jet fuel, and this concept of a model used to score the fuel life cycle emissions and also the greenhouse gas regulated emissions and energy use in technologies, or what's commonly referred to as the GREET model. And again, the concern that's out there right now isn't so much of the ability to reduce it to achieve a certain carbon index score, but it's the fact that certain stipulations have been put on how that has to be achieved, and some of those aren't necessarily the most applicable to certain farming situations in the state of Ohio. Tad tells us more.
Yeah, we were really hoping we had this negotiation done ahead of this and we would come out of this in better shape. That didn't happen. Those things happen sometimes when you have an entire federal government involved with lots of different agencies. USDA was only one of many agencies involved in this negotiation. So we're going to work with our friends there and make sure that we can advocate. But by no means we are going to be accepting this. We just can't accept this prescriptive farming coming down from the federal government. But it is a big market. We are going to fight for it because it is important to agriculture today and tomorrow.
My guest again today is Tad Nicholson. He's executive director of the Ohio Corn and Wheat Growers Association, and we are talking about the Biden administration's recent sustainable aviation fuel market announcement dealing with tax credits and maybe some of the challenges that still have to be overcome. Tad, thanks so much for your time and keep up the good work on behalf of Ohio's farmers.
Well, thanks for having me, Dusty.
In similar fashion, the Ohio Soybean Association issued this release stating that for soybean oil to qualify through the new pathway, production of soybeans will be required to employ both no-till and cover cropping. The Ohio Soybean Association is concerned that the new pathway has missed an opportunity for the sustainable aviation fuel industry to reach its full potential by imposing these strict requirements. Now, while the Ohio Soybean Association acknowledges the importance of maintaining high standards for environmental stewardship, we must also ensure that these standards are attainable by farmers. And while many farmers in Ohio already utilize no-till and cover crops on their operations, conditions outside a farmer's control, such as weather and soil type, limit fields where such practices are feasible. Additionally, the increased cost associated with such practices could pose significant economic challenges for implementation on family farms throughout the state. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. In other agricultural news, U.S. Farmed is a new certification that is out highlighting products with 95% of their ingredients coming from U.S. farms. This is a project of the American Farmland Trust with participation from Anheuser-Busch. Beth Sauerhaft, president and CEO of American Farmland Trust, tells us more.
The American Farmland Trust is an organization you might have heard of. Our tagline, no farms, no food. We work to protect farmland, ensure there are farmers to continue working the land, and that we adopt forward-looking conservation practices. And we are the organization that's responsible for starting this U.S. Farm Standard. It's a certification and packaging seal program certifying that 95% or more of their agricultural raw materials comes from farms here in the United States.
John Rogers, Chief Procurement Officer for Anheuser-Busch, explains why their organization wanted to get involved with this new U.S. Farm certification.
So Anheuser-Busch beers are American American grown, made, and enjoyed. And we've proudly supported U.S. farmers and the entire agricultural community for over 165 years. So we're very excited to be the first company to ever certify its products as U.S. farmed. We think it's a testament to our longstanding commitment to U.S. agriculture and the high quality agricultural ingredients that are grown by U.S. farmers and are part of our iconic beers. So starting out of the gate, we've certified U.S. farmed four of our brands, Budweiser, Bud Light, Michelob Ultra, and Busch Light. And Busch Light will be the first ever brand and product to carry the U.S. Farm seal on its packaging, which will be hitting the shelves starting this May.
Rogers explains how Anheuser-Busch works directly with farmers as well as suppliers and the American Farmland Trust to make this happen.
So we partner with 700 growers a year in a direct contracting program where we also provide agricultural extension through crop specialists that are part of my organization, as well as a research organization providing research support on the development of barley varieties, as well as applied research in rice, corn, and hops. And so we have a domestic supply chain where more than 95% of our agricultural ingredients are sourced within the United States. And what we saw when we learned about American Farmland Trust's initiative and effort around the U.S. farm certification was a wonderful synergy to take what we currently have as our U.S.-based supply chain and certify it. And so it's a rigorous process to go through. It's an application to American Farmland Trust. Then that is approved. It goes to a third-party accreditation and an auditing process where each brand is verified through a third party that all of the agriculture ingredients, from farm through supply chain and ultimately to the consumer in the packaged beer that they're enjoying, meet the high standard of more than 95% of agriculture ingredients grown in the United States. So Busch Light will be the first brand to carry this U.S. Farm seal, and that will be on shelves starting this May.
To learn more about the American Farmland Trust and the new U.S. Farmed certification, visit farmland.org/US-farmed. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.